Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. New episodes every other Monday. Are you subscribed? Come on, how about you do so today? Leave a like and a comment while you're here as well. It'd help me out a lot. Thanks so much for the support. Now please enjoy this episode of the show.
Comedy Store, how are we doing tonight? Yeah. Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and this is how the show works. We, the comedians, are coming to the stage with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off those suggestions that you yelled out. Who's ready to kick this thing off? What do you say, huh? All right, what do we got?
Mustard.
Creative. This dude looks straight at my shirt and was like, mustard. What you know about mustard? Mustard is one of those things where it's going to leak on you. It's going to leak on you, no matter what. Even the new mustard, there's that shot of clear. Yes. Mustard has pre. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not the full load that you know or you're expecting, but you're like, oh, this is, what is this? And then mustard, like, no, wait. I got more where that's coming from. Don't worry about that. It's always weird. It gets all like soggy on your bread, and then you got to compensate. You're like, do I put more ketchup to consummate the marriage of the hot dog that's going on here? I want this to be as American as possible. Some people, ketchup, I think on Chicago dogs is like offensive if you put ketchup on Chicago dogs. But I'm all about putting everything on there. I'm the kind of guy, when I go to Subway, it looks like a salad is living on top of the sandwich. Cause I'm like, I want that and that and that, because I'm getting multiple meals out of this $5 foot long. That's what's going on with this. Let's get another suggestion. Taco Tuesday. The whitest woman in here.
Sir, do you know about Taco Tuesday? Have you heard about Taco Tuesday? We give the ethnics one day a week to represent them a little bit. Yeah, Taco Tuesday. I wonder what like Hispanic people think of white people's Taco Tuesday. Like, do they have, like, an American Friday? I guess. Like, that's, you know, that's when they get off work. They get, like, wasted. They're like, oh, America. The land of the free. I think. You know, maybe. Perhaps. What do we got over here? This section.
Bubbles.
Camping and what?
Bubbles.
Bubbles can be the most innocent thing. I have a son where the wonderment in his eyes when he blows bubbles or he'll try to pop a bubble, and you're just looking at that and you're like, this is so innocent and pure. And then at strip clubs, they ruin the bubbles. It's Cherry Sunday. I'm just like, those are for children. There is a weird like connection with sexual things between, you know, like guys and their childhood. Like, it's weird that we are breastfed as children, but then, you know, we want to still as adults suck on some titties. Basically, every time we suck on titties, like, we're paying homage to our moms. Like, I love my mom so much. I'm such a mama's boy. Woo! Mama raised me so good. Oh, yeah.
It's weird when you think about it. It's really weird that we continue to like to do that stuff. It's so bizarre. And bubbles, we love them as kids. And then we're like, if you go to a strip club and you're like, huh, where Bubbles at? Bring her out. Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got over here?
Gen X. Sick denim is.
What was this over here?
Gen X.
Gen X. How would you define Gen X?
The kids that are growing up too quickly.
Oh. That wasn't the response I was looking for. That kind of just made me feel kind of gross.
The kids that are wanting to suck on titties at 11, when they're clearly past the age of breastfeeding.
So you just like with the TikTok dancing and stuff like that, they're like, they're trying to act sexy. And they're like, I'm 12. And you're like, ugh, this is weird. Yeah, Gen X is... What is the generation before Gen X? Millennial? Before Gen X? What?
Wrong letter?
Gen Z. Wait, I think I'm Gen X, right?
I meant Gen Z.
Man, you messed up that suggestion. No, it's fine. Yeah, you listen to him. He's like Gen X. Yeah, I know a thing or two about that. And she's like, Gen X, you know, because like when you're a child and like you, like human trafficking is a thing. You grew up too fast, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, what's up? I'm Gen X. Let's do this. You're mixing the different things. The Gen Z is the TikTok, right? And that's all that stuff. Thank you. I like how all the women form like Voltron over here to form a generation encyclopedia. Excuse me, no, that's millennials, no, that's Gen Z, that's Gen X, that's Gen Y. Like, okay, we got it. Let's grab one more suggestion. What do we got?
Nick Cannon. Orange Cats.
Nick Cannon? Do you know I have a thing with Nick Cannon? Is that why you yelled that out? He said... I got booted from Wildin' Out, and he said, I just don't find Jeremiah likable. So the fact that you said Nick Cannon at my show really just hurt my feelings. It caught me off guard.
I'm sorry.
Would you have one of Nick Cannon's babies? She goes, had one? I'm holding one right now. That dude stays coming. Oh my goodness. He's like, oh, air. Just. Like, I think like one of those Amazon robots rolled by his place and he tried to impregnate one of those. He's like, oh, he's like Alien versus Predator, like the heat seeking. Like if a woman has a pulse, he's like, oh, come over here. I think I want to be a dad again. Let's grab one more suggestion. I don't have any resentment towards that guy. That's fine. It's totally fine.
Vegans?
What else?
Orange cats.
What is this?
Orange cats?
Aren't you a fun anime character? Orange cats. The only one that I can think of is Garfield. Yeah.
I have one.
You have an orange cat?
Now you know two.
Oh, so now I know two. How do I not know that you're lying to me right now? Busted out. Bust out that orange cat. I think we've had one of the Gen Zers over here. Give it. Guys, who's ready to kick the show off? What do you say, huh? I'm very excited to bring your next comedian to the stage. He tours all over the country, and I met this guy about a decade ago, and he's been killing it on the scene lately. I love watching him. You guys are going to love him, too. Please welcome my pal Jason Chinney to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, let's go.
Hey. You guys look very different from the back. No, because from the back, I was like, these people are very opinionated. Because every time I see a guy with, like, a man bun, I was like, damn it, he's got opinions. No? All right. All right, let's just go into it. Let's do some suggestions.
Buddy hair.
Wait, what? Oh, because you...
Buddy hair.
Buddy hair.
Yeah.
Buddy hair. I like your accent. Buddy hair. I got distracted from your accent. Because you body hair sounds gross, but you go body hair. It sounds like... That sounds like it could be nice. You know what I mean? Body hair. Like, I don't even have body hair, but if she's like, do you got some body hair? I'm like, I think I got a couple. I'm like, because Asians, I don't know if you know... Did you know this? Asian people don't have any... Wait, sir, do you have body hair? Well, he's got a lot of body hair. I just want to... Do you like body hair or no?
If it's in the right places, yeah.
If it's in the right places? What's the right place? Like, do you want them at the private parts?
Yeah.
Oh, you like it there? To me, that's like a fucking obstruction. Do you know what I mean? It's like, get my full shit, bro, you know? If you got the body hair there, it's I'm not giving you my full potential. Not because I have a small dick. That's why I say full potential. Because of the Asian, you know, stereotype thing. You get it. Don't fucking laugh that loud, dude. All right. Let's do another one. Who said witchcraft? Who said? Are you into wizardry? I don't know what that means. Are you into it?
Okay, yeah.
What? You can't give me a suggestion and go fucking witchcraft. You figure it out. I don't know shit about it. I just trying to fuck you up. witchcraft. There's so many different types of witchcraft, though. You know. Like there's like the Harry Potter one. I think that's one of them. I feel like that's more like digestible, you know? Cuz you know when Harry Potter ones they do the magic, they always it's more, as you say, elegant. Cuz they always, it's never like, hey, fucking kabadabow, you know? It's always, I gotta go fucking, there it is. They gotta squat and then, oh boy. They gotta look elegant. Yeah, and there's like another, like there's witchcraft that is like, you know, the ones that, like an avatar, they don't do witchcraft, but I just feel like it looks like them. They have the headband and some feathers. And those are more scary. I would rather get hit by this one than the fucking feathers and like some kind of melon juice. They always got some, like, instead, they always got a coconut, and inside there's like a chicken head pops. You know what I mean? And they're like, and I'm like, I don't want that one. That one looks like my kidney would hurt. That's only. I only know two types of witchcraft. I don't want to do the voodoo thing, man. But no, voodoo, I would tag on with the witchcraft. I just thought of needles and pointing at a thing. I don't know if it works, though. Have you, did it work on you?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, maybe?
Maybe somebody's doing it, I don't know.
Ooh. Are you doing it to me? Are you putting the pin right in my head right now? You're like, you're not gonna know shit about voodoo. Let's do one. from like this because this side haven't said anything. Just the whole country. You're like, you figure it out. That's so generous of you, man. Yeah, you almost said fucking Earth, you know? Just say Earth, man, at this point. You choose. It's a free country. Canada. The first thing that I think of is Putin and... Putin. Are you from Canada, bitch? Sorry I called you a bitch. I'm a little vulnerable. And when I'm vulnerable, my nerves are sensitive. So when you correct me, you say Putin, not Putin. Okay, but how do you know? What?
I'm Canadian.
You're Canadian. All right, well, my bad. My bad. And nobody gives a fuck anyways. It's not like I say Putin, they're like, what? No, but thank you, though. But the cheese, yeah, with the gravy, melted a little bit. I just started teaching a baking class. Yeah, poutine is nice. You put it in your mouth, chew it. Cheese, curds. I do like, do you like it? Do you like poutine? Yeah. Poutine. You know what? How about you say it the way you want to? And then we say it the correct way in America. How's that? I do like it, though. And Canadian people, not all nice, obviously. I just kidding. That was fake. All right, last one.
Old white women.
Old white women.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Mommy issues? No. Old white women. You know, I don't really have... Every time I see an old white woman, I go, you know what? They're just trying to have a good time. I don't know what that means, but I feel like they're having a better time than, like, you know, like old Asian women. Because every time you see an old Asian woman, you're like, oh my God, she's been through some shit. You know? But you see an old white one, you're like, you know what? She's probably going to go eat cake right now. I feel like old white women always eat cake a little bit. And it's always spongy. You ever imagine it right now. That's a good cake. Ivan, Jason, thank you so much. Let's bring Jeremiah back up. You guys are great. Yes. You guys are so nice.
Guys, keep it going for Jason.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to take a couple suggestions together, see what we can do with this. So, yeah, the guy, that guy watches a ton of porn. Oh, double team. Yeah, cool. I didn't even know that I was into white guy, Asian guy, double team. I didn't even know. what do we got, sir? What about from you, Mr. Double Team? Do you have any other words that come to mind? Oh, okay. No, you're great. You're great. Let's grab another suggestion. Let's grab something. We already covered old white woman earlier. Just kidding. She said... anyway, next suggestion. Hey, maybe Nick Cannon's right. Maybe I'm not likable. Who knows? Bidets, okay. Have you had a bidet before?
Yeah, I just had one, and I wasn't sure. Everybody knows that it feels nice. A lot of the times I like to explain how it works. But I watched this video of this guy. He put some chocolate on his hands, and he tried to wipe it off with a thing, with like a
like
tissue.
Like a paper towel or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, paper towel, and it smears. And then he rinses it with like a thing, and then I go... Oh, but then when you do the bidet, you kind of have to move your butt around just to get the crusts. I don't have crusts. I'm just saying, if you guys do, you get it off. You gotta move the butt around, Jeremiah Watkins.
I just talking about your butt like it's pizza or pie.
You know, you got that crust.
No, well, come on, we all got deep dish buttholes, don't we?
You know, you gotta kind of, you know,
do the hula hoop action around.
So what was the result of the video? So
is that like if you move it around, mm-hmm. it really cleans the stuff out of the thing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it PG. But I just want to say it again that I don't have crusts. Where's my? I don't have crusts.
I feel like you're running a campaign. And I could easily do a literal smear campaign on you right now.
Okay. Jason Chenny is a guy. He was caught with butt crust.
Have you ever turned on a bidet a little bit too much where you're like, this is like, it's surprising to me how powerful the jet is on some of these bidets.
It's very true. It's really powerful. So again, if there's crust, you turn it off. but if it's strong, you just kind of move it around. Don't point it at the cave, because if it's really strong and you know, this is another thing that I do is that because I am super clean, that sometimes when the jet is not super strong, you kind of open it a little wider. It cleans the insides as well.
Do you know the way that you talk about this?
Yeah.
Is exactly like a guy who's never had sex before, but is trying to fool his friends and be like, no, I've done it a bunch. I've used a bidet like 1,000 times. Well, what you got to do, you know, we all butt crust, right? You just got to move it around a little bit, and you know, it feels good, right? I would love if you're like, okay, I've never had a bidet before. Let's grab one more suggestion. Every woman ever who said astrology sounds like that voice. It's like we've had that come up at the show before, astrology, and it's literally like a carbon copy of another woman going, astrology. What's your sign? Let's grab one more suggestion. So we're around here. Roman Roy.
Wait, is
interesting. She thinks perhaps that I might have a Roman Roy vibe from Succession.
Oh, Succession.
Yeah, do you watch Succession?
I thought it was like a guy, like a history
like the
book
Roman.
Guy. Yeah, like in the Roman era, and yeah. There's a guy named Roy.
Yeah.
No, I swear. Like there might be like a captain or like a king, and you're like he's in Roman and his name is Roy, and I was like. And I was like, oh, fuck, let's talk about the bidet.
Hey,
No.
You guys hear about Roman Roy? Killed Jesus Christ. Yeah, crazy. Roman Roy. Yeah, I think, do you watch a lot of Succession? Yeah, it's a good show, right? You've never seen it before?
I saw it, but I saw it.
I've seen every season, and it's like with the Asian family, right? There's an Asian family.
No, there's a father, the white father, old white woman, and they have a lot of money.
Yeah,
they eat cake. And I feel bad for Roy. Wait, is that the guy with that's quiet and does coke, right? Yeah. I feel bad because sometimes I'm like, man, he should be, you know, take the company. But sometimes I'm like, no, it's too much coke.
I want to review every movie ever with you. Like Lord of the Rings, like, you know, there's some rings in there. There's some people with body hair in there. Let's grab one last suggestion.
Shrek.
Shrek was waiting. Did you see the movie Shrek?
I saw a couple.
Guys, keep it going for Jason Jenny.
Thank you guys so much.
How can you not love that guy? Jason Jenny, guys. This next comedian coming to the stage, if you are not following him on social media, you need to do yourself a favor. He is one of my favorite comics just in general, but also one of my favorite regulars of Stand Up On The Spot. Please welcome my brother, Tony Baker, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Tony Baker, guys.
Good up for Jeremiah one more time. Jeremiah Watkins. He's black. All right, guys, give it to me, man. What you got?
The moon landing.
The moon landing, huh? Moon landings. I think it was fake. I think it was in the studio, man, because we never go back to the moon. Even if it is real, we got threatened up there. It was some aliens up there like, what the fuck you doing up here? Oh, we were just coming. Get the fuck back down there. Don't come back up here. We got some shit going, man. We making moon rocks over here, man. Get your ass out of here, man. And it was, you know what I'm saying? It looked like an alley. Like, you know, in those movies where they go down a dark alley in New York City, it's all desolate. That's what the moon looked like. So if you ain't from there, there was a whole bunch of moon aliens up there like, hey, yo, Frank, Steve, look at these astronauts over here. They started creeping out of the shadows. What we got here? Light on the gravity? Well, bring your ass up here again, man. I see this footprint. Clean this shit up, man. Talking about one small step for mankind. Got your mankind right here. Get the fuck up out of here. They was throwing bottles at the rocket ship when they was leaving. Get the fuck back. But you come up here, man. You stay down there, man. The moon landed. And they landed on the moon in the 60s. That's what's crazy, man. When you think back on the 60s, you just think Woodstock, racism, civil rights. And they getting in rocket ships, going to the moon. That's a scary trip, man. Hell no, nah, man. You got to be brave to be an astronaut, man. Shit be going wrong. They be cooking, burning up. Then you got to come back in the atmosphere. You can burn up again. You got to have balls of steel, even if you're a woman. They were sending chimps out there, man. That's a rough trip, man. I get nervous on Delta just going to Cleveland. We're not going to make it. Oh, God, no. They leaving the planet and coming back? The comeback is what's scary, man. Why you gotta burn up just to come to Earth? You gotta sizzle in. Or you wanna come here, you gotta cook. Oh, all right. What if somebody misunderstood? Yeah, I can cook several meals. No, you have to cook, literally. What else? Women's basketball. Women's basketball, right, guys? That's in the news now, you know what I'm saying? Women's basketball. Ease the fuck back, man. Women's basketball is exciting now. We got beef, we got a rivalry, man. Sign me up for next season. I'm all in. That's what we was waiting on. That's what we wasn't watching, women's basketball, man. We need beef, storyline, drama, a fight, potentially. Race riot. Black versus white on the court. Like, give us that shit. We tuning in. We'll follow them all through the WNBA. Yeah, they still at it, man. They still at it all these years. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I want to see that on the women's court, man. I'm all in. Who needs dunks when you got that? Women fighting? Women fighting, the jersey might come off, a titty might come loose, an areola. Oh, areolas, man. Turn that up. Hit the record button. Who won? Who won? That's what women's basketball been needing, man. Beef. I'm all for it. And let them talk shit, man. Don't be no tight asses talking about classlessness. Shut the fuck up, man. Same people talking about classlessness voted for Trump. That is a classless dude. At the end of the day, Trump is classless. Even if you voted for him, you know it's true. That's why you voted for him. He ain't got no class. I like the classlessness, man. Classiness is boring, man. Sometimes you need some reckless classlessness. All right, what else we got?
BBLs.
BBLs, right, guys? That's what's going on, man. Big booties, man. This is getting too prevalent, man. Everybody body about to be the same. There's about to be no variation. The BBLs, everybody got the same body. You lose the excitement. I'm getting numb to big booties, man. That used to be exciting. When you saw a good quality, robust booty, that changed your whole goddamn day. You go, oh man, I saw this booty today. You be telling everybody you knew, man, I saw this one booty today, man, at Starbucks. Oh, dog, man, you had to be there. Not everywhere. Now I'm looking for regular bodies, flat cheeks. Man, I saw these flat cheeks earlier. Coffee bean and tea leaf? Oh, she had zero ass. It was real. It was hers. It was organic. Getting the same bodies, man. And a lot of people ain't getting it to match the body that they have, so it's like completely fake. So now all you see is the fake. You looking at the work. She walk in, work, 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 procedure, work. It's supposed to be subtle, you know what I'm saying? Fool me, like, oh man, I wasn't sure. I couldn't tell. Hated when the booty and the thigh ratio was off. Like, you just added all that to them sticks? Man, look out. You gotta let it organically flow through. You got no thighs. I'm gonna get me a new dick out here. Fake dick that don't even match the rest of my body, man. How y'all gonna like that? Y'all gonna be excited. I saw this fake dick at Starbucks. It was crazy. What else?
Out of work actors,
huh, guys? Every actor is out of work till they get the next gig. Always remember that. If they ain't shooting nothing, they out of work. From A-list all the way down to the Z-list, it's the same shit. If you ain't on set, you out of work. That's the job. That's what we asked for, man. Leonardo DiCaprio been out of work. If he ain't working on nothing, he out of work. Leo, what you doing? I'm just reading scripts. Man, you out of work, man. You ain't got no goddamn job. I'm gonna have a job. Yeah, pick a script then. It's hard being an actor, man. You're always looking for the next gig, the next role, and you never know how it's going to turn out. Actors be excited about a role. Then that movie tanks. Then your career's at risk. You be like, this is going to be it right here, boy. The budget is $80 million. I'm the star. It's going to kill them at the box office. Then that shit make $30 million worldwide. You like, goddamn. The studio blaming you. Your movie tank. Hey, you got any scripts? Nah, we out of scripts. Now you on the couch. Shazam 2 bombed at the box office. Bombed, tough, exploded, grenades. But then the movie like Super Mario Brothers made all the money this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Chris Pratt, he's working. He got a job right now. Chris Pratt got a job right now. What else? Watermelon. Did you say that because I was black? The fuck said that, man? Oh, you black? Oh, all right. Man. I had to check, man. I'm like, what the fuck's going on in there, man? How long you had that locked and loaded? Watermelon, man. I don't like how they try to shame black people about watermelon, man. We was making money off watermelon after slavery was outlawed. That was our primary source of income. Then they tried to shame us for hustling the watermelon, man. Take pride in that shit, man. Watermelon good, too. When you get that good watermelon in the summertime, it be sweet. And get the seeded, man. Don't get the seedless. Seedless is the BBLs of the watermelons, man. It ain't real. It's not organic, man. Get the seeds in there. The seeds supposed to be in there. Seeds of love. Tears for fears. Black folks, we was making money off watermelons, and they was hating, man, propaganda. Every time black folks tried to come up, man, white people was like, man, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves frying that chicken and selling watermelon. making money. Man, that shit was fire. Watermelon is good to this day, man. Stop being ashamed of the racist America, man. That shit was real. Don't be trying to hide them history books. Take the L to the face. And if your relatives was racist, man, take it. Absorb it. Be ashamed. Don't be erasing history, man. Fuck that. Blemishes and all, man. Real booties out here. Don't be ashamed of your past, America. Let's hear it. I had some watermelon today, man. Somebody's like, put mustard on watermelon. It's good. That shit was pointless. It was pointless. It tasted like mustard on watermelon. It brought zero value to the whole thing. I was like, what? It just tasted like mustard on watermelon. There was no point to it, man. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Tony Baker. Get Jeremiah back up here, man. Yeah.
Keep it going for Tony Baker, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. 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 We up here, man.
Yeah?
We up here.
We up here.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I look like the guy who tried to pitch you mustard on watermelon?
Oh, man. It was his fault. He was like, man, you got to try it. Don't get the Frenches.
Tony, this hits a little different, buddy. Mustard on watermelon.
It was so pointless. I did it today, though. True story. Go to my Instagram.
Today?
Go to my Instagram. I just posted the video like 2 hours ago.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, oh, it's fresh. Just, it's still on your palate.
I'm pissed.
Who was the person that told you to do it?
Oh, that's my friend Shannon. Because I guess it was a TikTok trend or whatever.
Okay.
And she was like, yo, Tone, put the mustard on the watermelon. And we were just shredding her. Mm-hmm. We were like, man, no, ew. It wasn't disgusting. It was just pointless. I would have been better off if it was disgusting. Like, this is the worst shit I ever had. At least that's exciting. There's some passion.
Yeah.
It was literally mustard on watermelon. No emotion. Pointless. Mustard added no value to the integrity of the watermelon.
Right. It brought down the property value.
It did.
Yeah.
And I'm a mustard guy. I'm mustard
McGee.
I get
it. I mean, look at me. I'm dressed as human mustard. Man,
come on, man. Frenches.
Let's grab a suggestion. What do we got?
Pulp Fiction,
right, guys? Quentin Tarantino's second movie.
I know. Did you see a white guy and a black guy on stage and you're like, Pulp Fiction? Oh. Is that what happened? Is that what it was?
So that means they went in my booty hole. Is that what you was thinking? Because if I'm Ving Rhames, oh, I could be Jules, though. Let me be Jules.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I immediately went to Ving Rhames. So, like, my booty hole. My booty hole was at risk. I forgot about Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
I was like, I was thinking Butch and goddamn. I forgot about Jules and what was his name? Vincent. Let me be that, yeah. In furious anger, those who attempted to poison my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord. I like Pulp Fiction. Is it your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
No, I don't think so, actually.
What is?
I think Inglourious Basterds is one of my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you agree?
Yeah.
Mine is Kill Bill. Kill Bill is my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I consider Kill Bill one movie.
Oh, okay.
Even though they forced the split into two,
right,
it's just one
for
movie.
That box office.
Yeah. Kill Bill is my favorite.
Okay.
It was just dope. Pulp Fiction's good too. And Inglourious Basterds is cool. I just wanted, you know what I didn't like about Inglourious Basterds? I want them to really be a team of Nazi killing. I wanted them to just be a team of Nazi killers.
Right.
Like all of, what was it, like 12 of them or whatever? Yeah. Brad Pitt's crew.
Avengers, but Nazi killers.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah,
like,
they're
going from city to city killing Nazis, mm-hmm. the whole movie.
Yeah.
I didn't need the girl with the romantic film projector and the goddamn. I just wanted Brad Pitt and them carving stuff in people's foreheads.
Right.
That's what I want.
Yeah, the grit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
I get that.
I wanted Inglourious Basterds.
Right,
goddamn.
Right.
I feel like I didn't get that. I only got a piece.
I saw Quentin Tarantino at a restaurant once,
mm-hmm.
and I approached him.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did.
What'd you say?
I was like,
Hey,
was that your voice? You went high pitch on
him? Hey, listen,
I'm really sorry to bother you. I was like, I do this show at the Comedy Store. I pitch him like coming to the Comedy Store.
Oh, really?
I was like, put you on my guest list anytime. Love your stuff. And he was like, it's with a couple ladies. And I was like, I would love all of you to come.
Yeah. How'd the ladies look?
Huh? How'd they look? I think they were casting people or they were writers.
Okay. So they were just, they weren't attractive.
How do you say they not bad without saying they not bad? Yeah. They were nice. They were beautiful souls.
They were sweet, huh? So you didn't go home like, man, I seen these chicks with Quentin Tarantino, man. It was fire. You didn't go home with that.
No.
So you said that, and he was like, all right, yeah.
He was actually very nice. He was actually like, you know what? That's very nice. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then went back to, you know, his Thai food.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Thai?
Uh-huh.
Oh, pad Thai?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I love pad Thai, man. Yeah. I'm pretty much vegan, so pad Thai is always a good option. Because they can throw the tofu on there. It's hard to mess up pad Thai.
It's hard to mess it up. Unless it's too fishy, like that fish oil, with the fish oil where you taste it, you feel like you're cleaning a fish out, like with the noodles out of your...
Yeah. Pad Thai has a good win ratio for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 8-3 in the WNBA record. 8-3. One thing about Quentin Tarantino that bothers me about him, he writes the N-word too much in his scripts. It should be fucking with me, man. Like, he didn't do it in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I was like, finally.
Just white people calling each other the N-word for no reason?
Man, because he always squeezes it in, man.
Right.
Everything he had written up until that point, I'm like, all right, man.
That N-word, Charles Manson, is really,
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what?
If he would have squeezed that in there, like, you know what? He racist. I wasn't sure.
My thing that weirds me out about him is his foot fetish. That he always focuses on the feet, because I'm not a foot guy at all. That always kind of like weirds me out.
So Uma's feet tore your ass up.
Uh-huh.
Uma got them long toes too. They was like, it was 3D to you.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to look at long limbs that could be mine, like painted. Like, I let Uma's feet, I'm like, those are my feet. Those are just.
I like feet.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm a foot guy.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm all in.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about feet?
Whenever I'm having sex with a girl, man, I gotta take her socks off. If she try to leave them on, man, look out, man. She could be fully dressed, and I'm like, man, take the socks off. I don't know what it is, man.
What if there's lint that's in between the toes and the feet?
It's just sock lint.
It's just sock lint?
Yeah. It's not like I got the feet in my mouth or anything. I just like seeing a woman's foot during the smash. Come on, man, get in on these feet, man. I saw these feet at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. Tremendous.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Mardi Gras.
Ooh.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. I've never been.
I've been to New Orleans, but it was not during Mardi Gras, and I felt like, what am I doing here?
It was a letdown.
It was a leg day?
It was a letdown.
Oh, I thought you said it was leg day
No.
For the city. Man. You can't work out the arms all the time. You got to work out the legs, too.
I think New Orleans is one of the best cities in America in terms of just, like, culture, the visuals, the vibe. Mm. There's nothing like it. Like, I like New Orleans just feels different. Like, because America is starting to look the same. You're getting the same shit. The Starbucks, the Target.
Yeah.
You're like, man, look out, man. I want to see something old where it's just like, you know, the cemetery, that shit is all up top.
I went to some of the haunted places in New Orleans, and that was cool. Shrunken heads and different stuff. Yeah.
You can walk into somebody's tomb and be like, oh, shit, man. Well, they really in there, man. This is crazy out here. Tombstones are right here, man. That's dope to me.
Yeah.
And the food is amazing.
Amazing.
Man. Yeah. But I want to go during Mardi Gras. I want to peep the scene. I want to be on the balcony, like, just be up there, like, getting the
would
beads.
Would you be a bead guy? Would you throw the beads?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Show me them feet.
Yeah, oh, they're all. If they do this with in the bare field. And then I'm gonna be like, yo, man, I went to Mardi Gras. It was crazy.
Guys, keep it going for Tony Baker. Are we having a good time so far, guys? This next comedian coming to the stage, I've known him for over a decade. Truly one of my favorite comedians to watch. He's incredible. He's got an amazing podcast called Salty Locks. Please welcome my brother, Amir K, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Come on. Keep it going for Jeremiah Watkins one more time. Stand up on the spot. One more time for Tony Baker. That guy's a master of that. That was beautiful. I saw some feet. Felt good. I just wanted to try. That shit felt good. All right, guys. Let's get it going.
Dating your roommate.
Oh. What? I said my roommate's here. Dating my roommate. Yeah. No. Well, that could be so bad so fast. You know what I mean? Because I dated people that don't live in my house. And that was bad. So how the hell, if they're living in the house, now you got to walk by them to go to the shower and shit? Yeah, I feel like that could never end well. Unless you guys were together and then you got the apartment, right? It's not a house because it's a roommate. And we do live in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's never good. Dude, the guy said the suggestion. He's looking at his phone. Fuck you, man. Because he's just reading articles. Dating your roommate. I just tried to connect with him. He was on his phone. Let's take another suggestion.
Submarines.
I like this guy, dude. Submarines, dude, if you lived on a submarine and then you dated someone in there, fuck Chuck, luck suck. Imagine that. You're like, how long are we going to be here? They're like, we're here for 6 months. And then you just break up and then you got to put the periscope shit up and just look for other people. That was dope. You didn't like it. He went, I don't know, man. I'm trying my best. Oh, thank you, man. Dude, you guys look like you look like the last person that would be like a motivational guy. You know what I mean? He looks like he'd kick your ass and then tow your truck. He goes, no, man, you're doing all right. Submarine was a tough one. And he actually tied it together with the other suggestion, which was dating your roommate. I liked it. All right, let's take another one, man. We're going rapid fire.
Ozempic.
Ozempic?
Ozempic.
What is that one again? For what is that for?
Weight loss injection that everyone's doing.
Dude, I feel like every 10 years there's a new one that kills people. And they're like, fuck, you took too much.
Side effects.
What?
Side effects.
What are they?
Side effects. Oh, they're bad.
Dude, I love how I came up here. The guy's like, I'll take this one. Fuck yeah, bro. I'll do it, dude. I had nothing. And he goes, side effects, side effects. He said, when all else fails, say it twice. I tried the same. They said Ozempic. I tried it too. Tony was dope. All right, give me another one.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock is racist. What did he do? He did like a video shooting some trans, the Bud Light thing. Yeah, dude. Anytime you see a video scroll on your thing, like if you're scrolling through whatever it is, TikTok, Instagram, and it's Kid Rock, you're about to witness something slightly racist and bigoted. I like that picture of him like this at the beach. I look at that 2 or 3 times a month to get motivation, dude. What was he doing? It looked like he was in a body cast and they took the body cast off like mid photo. Right? Nobody walks like that. Nobody walks like that. Could I do a targeted suggestion? I want to hear what this guy has to say.
Jellyfish.
You were ready for that, motherfucker. He said, boy, if they come to me, I'm going to come up with a good one. Jellyfish will sting your ass from the bottom, but if you know that if you grab it from like the other side, it won't sting you. I was a teenager once. My dad dated this lady who lived in Long Beach, and she had jellyfish in front of her house, like it was, she was living on the water. And then I found that out, that you can pick them up like that. And so I collected a couple jellyfish, and then my dad broke up with that lady. And that was it. That was my jellyfish, and I knew that it would come back and it would be useful one day. And here we are. 2023, who would have known, man? Stand up on the spot, my suggestion was jellyfish. Let me get another one. Podcast? There's too many. Everyone's got a podcast. People are starting them. You ever watch a podcast and you look at the views and you go, 7 views? Who are you doing this for, dude? Just FaceTime your friends. There's too many. Everyone's got one, you know? I know, I get it. Everyone wants to start, try to start, try. But at one point, what's your favorite podcast, for example? That's one. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I watched that podcast 2 days ago. That's how crazy and how many there are, man. Any name you think of, it's taken. At the podcast registry. I bet you there's one called Jellyfish. I almost guarantee it. Tell the guy that's on his phone and look it up and we'll see. We'll see very shortly. Still looking at his phone. Give me another one.
Deep sea
fish. How'd you know I fucking fish like so much? This is gonna get boring. This is gonna get boring and not funny, man. I was just in Cabo. I did some fishing. I caught some yellowtail, man. I was using 40-pound tests. Jeremiah's like, it's a comedy show. No, I'm getting there, man. No, deep sea fishing is fun. I don't know how to make... Oh, dude, I know how to make jokes about it. You, because I fish with some weird guys, you know? Like, I got into fishing during the pandemic. And you never know, like, a person. Like, you don't really know them until you're about 20 miles off the coast. And you're in their boat, dude. They can do whatever they want to you, dude. International waters, man. You're just like driving in a boat. So, and I had gained a little weight during the pandemic. Nothing like a boat to tell you you gained a couple pounds either, bro. You're just fucking in here. You're like, is it rough out? It's like, no, you got titties now. Oh, I thought it was a little rougher. And you're with some guy just 20 miles out, and then he starts getting weird, and there's nowhere to go. And I've had that, getting in fights with like a fishing buddy, and then you got to fucking drive back 20 miles. That's like an hour and a half, like if you're going fast. You know, and then you got to like fucking... And then I went fishing with this one guy, and he was like, it's my buddy, Roger. And I was like, I got to take a shit. And he goes, and he points at this bucket. I was like, I got shit in the bucket? This is like one of my first trips with him. And he's like, yeah, man. I was like, all right. And he puts a little salt water into the bucket. And then he like puts it at the stern. That's the back of the boat. And then I start shitting. And this motherfucker, he's like watching me. I said, hey, dude, a little privacy on the fucking open ocean here. He's like pretending to make ceviche, but he wasn't making ceviche. It was weird, dude. Let's bring Jeremiah back up here, man. Let's bring Jeremiah back up here.
Hat boy.
All right.
Keep it going for Amir K, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, Johnny.
One of the newest paid regulars here at the Comedy Store. Give it up for that as well.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hat boys.
Hat boys. What do we got? What do you got for us? Beverly Hills. And what else?
Werewolves. Skateboarding after
30.
Pornhub. Okay.
Hey guys, one at a time. We have so many suggestions.
Yeah, yeah. There's Beverly Hills, skateboarding after your 30s, sugar daddies. Hi.
I like that. That was my favorite one. Said, sugar daddies, come on. Please.
Have you ever had a sugar mama?
I believe I have. Bad bitch. I like older ladies, bro. They let you do whatever, you know?
No, I don't. Could you?
I'm telling you. They're the best.
They're just down.
Yeah.
Because they've been around the block.
They've been around the block. They don't care, you know? They're happy to be there.
You ever try new things on an older woman?
What are you trying to get at, man? No, no. Like, what do you mean?
You know, like practicing moves, you know?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I karate chopped the shit out of this woman. I said, hey, you're older. But... a move I wanted to try. So yeah.
I feel like we both look like we still skateboard, for sure.
I get that, dude. I'm just blending into the homeless population over here. Do you know how many tents I've been invited into? Come on in, brother. I said, not yet. I got to go to stand up on the spot. I'm in the mix, bro.
Keep that zipper half open.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got over here?
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
I just like how cute she was about saying it. Because she said it, and then she goes, fuck, they already covered fishing.
I don't think I've been necessarily catfished, but I didn't really do the dating thing like in when there's apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was never an app guy, so I never been catfished, but I've been catfishing this 18-year-old in Puerto Rico. And he thinks, imagine, who has time for that show?
Right?
Dude, like that show Catfish, then they got to go see the person. Fuck.
Dude, imagine you flying out to Puerto Rico and be like,
it's me.
I'm Helena.
And the guy goes, hey, look pretty good. And we start fucking just like that.
Get inside my tent.
Yeah. Come on, man. We're going to party together. I said, wait a minute. So it wasn't a cabin. He goes, I knew you were a guy.
You ever been on a boat?
As a matter of fact, I have.
What do we got over here?
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
I tried to watch that. Yeah, that fungus, huh? Yeah. Fuck, Chuck.
Yeah. That's a lesson right there.
That's a lesson, brother.
Did your dad ever have toe fungus or anything like that?
My dad had green toes and shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like our generation of dads were disgusting.
Yeah.
Like they didn't believe in self-care yet. They're like, well, that's gay, clearly. I'm not letting anybody near my foot, okay? Yeah. That's clearly just, no.
Yeah, just a work boot and a green toe under there.
Yeah. Just cement blocks for feet, just... Yeah.
They used to have those commercials. Remember, it was like a little green guy. It was like four toe fungus. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, the guy who's living underneath the nail?
Yeah, he's like, I live under a toe. I said, get a new house, motherfucker. Yeah, he would come and then they'd spray the shit and he'd blow up.
Yeah.
Or was that Raid?
I think all those commercials. There's Mucinex too that had the green guy. Was the guy. Is it the same guy voicing all those commercials?
Yeah.
I'm disgusting. Like, book him. He's fantastic. He's so good. He has range. He plays foot fungus, phlegm, chlamydia. He's really good. He's really good. Really talented.
Hell yeah.
Can you imagine hanging in your resume? Is like, I'm that guy.
Oh my God.
Let's grab one more suggestion.
The government ban on TikTok.
That was like a paragraph. Fuck that. The government ban on TikTok and how you feel about it in the next coming week. I think the government should ban TikTok. Because it's just, you know, it's just China fucking. Remember that balloon we shot down? That was TikTok. They come over to spy on us because you agree to something on the fucking thing when you said okay in the agreement, and then they send a balloon over to see what we're doing.
Hey, do you want to go to a Kid Rock concert later?
Fuck yeah.
Giving over America, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, your next comedian coming to the stage. I've been watching this guy for a long time. You know him, you love him, you may know him from the Scream movies. You may know him from Malibu's Most Wanted. The Jamie Kennedy Experiment is Jamie Kennedy himself. Please welcome Jamie Kennedy to the stage, guys. Come on.
Wow. All right. I'm not allowed to do jokes, right? I've never played this game before. Do you have some ideas? Jesus Christ, give it up for Amir, man. You guys gave him jellyfish. Jesus God. You're like, jellyfish.
Baseball.
What is it, ma'am?
Baseball.
Baseball? Oh, that's an incredible suggestion. This is, well, baseball. Do you like it?
I know somebody that does.
Are you trying to tell us something, ma'am? That was so cryptic. No, but I have a friend who does. And he lives under Dodger Stadium.
What are you?
Does he have a mitt? Is he an 8-year-old boy? What about it? You like baseball?
Yeah, baseball's cool.
Okay, I was going. So's turkey. I mean. What is that?
Flamingos,
that's my sweater. This looks like Gucci, doesn't it? Old Navy. I feel like Flamingos is the name of the farm team her friend plays on. The Destin Flamingos. Yeah, I like baseball, it's cool. I mean, I don't know. Like, I used to play it, but. Do you know what the thing, oh, you got me thinking. Says, we had a lot of old dudes that would go to our little league games, and they'd be like, all right, boys, let's go. Get a little, you know what a bingle is? A bunt and a single is a bingle. We don't need nothing, just get a little bingle, boys, get a little bingle. And I thought these guys were really, like, into, like, baseball, and then I remember going to the urinal, and this dude would come in and go, good game, boys. Boys, and I'm 9, and I just thought, but this is a really enthusiastic, like, fan of Little League baseball. And then I turned like 48, and then one day I just thought, did that guy try to grope me? So that's, thank you for triggering that memory. Baseball! I know your friend. That's who fucking he loves bats. This is. Are we allowed to go to another topic yet? This is.
Work-related injury.
What is that?
Work-related injury.
Oh, okay. If you don't come up with a good idea here, then that's one. I don't know, like people, they fall and shit. And I used to work at Kmart, remember Kmart? And I used to be a guy that scrapes the gum off the floor. And I made $4 an hour. And I was 14 years old. I never got injured. It's really got nothing to do with what you're saying. Why? I fucking worked my ass off when I was 14 years old, and I saved up for a Honda Accord to drive across country and fucking learn how to be a comic. So when I'm in my early, late 50s, I'm going to do a game with you. That one was weird. 5G hit my brain. I couldn't think of anything. Give me another one. What? Dalai Lama? Okay, hold on. Jesus. The Dalai Lama. Fucking put him under the temple and bury his fucking creepy ass. Jesus Christ. Do you know what he's talking about? Okay, this was a comedy show, but you just turned it into a town hall meeting. All right, this is... The Dalai Lama, you know he's bringing that up, right? The Dalai Lama not only was like trying to hook up with a kid, but then he was like, kiss my mouth in the name of Buddha. And then he's like, and then the kid was done. The kid did it, right? But the kid didn't want to do it. And then like the kid's walking away and he's like, hey, suck my tongue. Now, you guys are mad at me, but it's his suggestion, all right? And the thing is, don't be mad at him because the Dalai Lama fucking did it. Oh, this changed real quick, didn't it? All of a sudden, the Dalai Lama is fucking terrible. It just outed fucking what religious cultists are. They're fucking fake fucking gurus that are creeps. They abuse their power. That's good. Funny stuff right there. That's just double abortion! Murder, I don't know. There's nothing really funny. It's just sick. Don't know what's funny? Are the people defending him. They're not funny. You're fucking... No, you're a fucking sheep. Whew, guys, I'm available for birthday parties. Small group. Jeremiah's like, keep it light. Have fun with them. Somebody else, give me something.
Mario.
What? Mario?
Yes.
Ooh, Mario. What did you say? Okay. Mario, Chris Pratt's Mario? He's great. Did he have an accent?
No.
He doesn't? Wasn't Mario Italian? So he's like, hey man, there's a giant mushroom. Holy crap, man. Holy crap. Is that really what it is? Italians are going to rise up, possibly. I don't know. I didn't see the movie. I love the game. But I just keep thinking of, like, when I think about this, this is weird connect, but there's a lot of big butts in the world now. Somehow I connected that to Mario. But I see them at the airport, and it just looks like Frogger. And they're the cars, and I'm just trying to like walk without looking at them. So I'm like... Okay, let's go back to the Dalai Lama. This was incredible. I think, Jeremiah, you want to come up here, right? Let's do this. Let's do it, Jeremiah. Let's welcome him. Thank you.
Keep it going for Jamie Kennedy, guys.
Yes. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
This one might mess the YouTube algorithm up. Guy was three shots in. Dalai Lama. He likes baseball, man. That's who. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what do we got? Worst position? Do you have a least favorite position, Jamie?
A worst sex position? Well, yeah. I hate. Well, how can I say this? I hate it when
asleep.
Oh Jesus! Bro, hey, I'm bringing it down to your level.
It's fucking dark in here now,
Jesus,
dude.
Jesus Christ! We already talked about the Dalai Lama. There's a theme here. I don't like it when a woman bucks back. Do you know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna do it, let me get you. I'm the fucking guy. All right, I got the spear. Don't fucking buck like buck back. Like, yeah, like fucking just let me handle it. Let's get in there. I'm gonna be there only 2 to 3 minutes. And we're fine. But then you know what I mean? Don't fuck up the fuck.
It makes you feel like you're not in control, right?
Well, no, it just hurts my dick too. Yeah, like. Your balls get smushed, and I'm a little older than you, so it's. Don't buck back. Just. I don't want a chick on top of me either. I like to, yo, what's up? Like, yeah, like. Lazy ass fucking dude.
Yeah, what is your ideal position?
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I like from behind. I like to get a chick from, a woman from behind. That's nice.
Okay.
And then them looking at me just like.
But do you get upset when they look back and they buck back at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. I mean, it's.
I will never be able to say the words buck back
buck
again
back.
Without thinking of you just going.
Did I just burn that in your brain?
Yeah.
No, it's because when you ever ride a horse or you ever ride a bull, they buck back. All right, well. This is incredible. This is my show that I'm canceled on. I feel like it is.
Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got?
Cocaine bear.
I didn't see it, but we can talk about it.
I saw it.
Okay.
And I went full Karen on a lady in the theater. She was having a full conversation on her phone. And I look over and I'm like, excuse me. Excuse me. I'm trying to watch the movie. Cocaine Bear. We all paid good money to see this, okay?
You were caffeinated, Jeremiah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's a true story, right? It's a bear that got into a bunch of coke.
Yeah.
You know what's just crazy? You're not going to believe this. I swear to God, you're not going to believe it. But I've never done cocaine in my life. I swear, they don't believe it. I bet Jeremiah's never done it either.
I haven't.
Right?
No.
It's truthful.
The thing that's not believable about Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
It's a black bear. It would have been a crack bear.
Oh. Come on. Come on. Yo, do you realize what they just did? They oohed on a crack bear joke, but the Dalai Lama. No, that was. It was the bear. That was.
That was the lie.
Yeah,
that
was the crowd. Give me another one. Bill Gates. He was somebody that we used to like, right? But he's just got. I don't know if I can do this right, but he's like a creepy computer programming Kermit the Frog. Yeah, what we have to do. Wait. No. Kermit the Frog talks like this. Bill Gates is a little off, right?
Do you know what I heard? Did you ever hear the stat about him? It would take him, he would lose money if he saw a $100 bill on the ground to pick it up than to rather stay focused on working. that he would lose money with it, the way his salary, how much money he makes.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that.
Yeah.
But he's weird. He's like, remember that one thing, the conspiracy theorist, when he talks about it, he's like, well, there's about 7 or 8 billion people in the world, and if we do real good, we can get that down to about 7 billion. Do you ever see that clip?
I didn't see that one.
All right, we're on a different part of Reddit, but
yeah, I can you imagine creating the computer, like Windows? He didn't create the computer, but he created Windows, and still not being able to get laid after that.
That's fucking funny. What happened to you?
If they're like, we don't like him anymore after that crack bear joke. We don't like that. Nick Cannon was right. Nick Cannon was so right. He goes too far. He doesn't know where the lines are.
Well, let's end. Give me another one.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Portland.
Was it?
Portland.
Portland. And what else was this?
You got vaccines, yeah. Portland,
yeah.
Bowling.
And a guy just goes, Canadian tuxedos. Is nobody going to call this guy out for wearing a Canadian tuxedo? Shout out to the guy who is the voice of Toe Fungus in the corner.
Ah, Canadian tuxedo. Come on, you got to talk about it. He's wearing denim on top, denim on bottom. He's like, isn't there a good baseball game around here?
Guys, keep it going for Jamie Kennedy.
Thank you.
Are you guys ready for your final comedian of the night?
Yeah!
Your next comedian coming to the stage is coming in all the way from New York. I absolutely love this guy, and he's got a great podcast called Here's a Scenario. Please welcome my brother, Brendan Sagalow, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Come on. Here we go.
Oh, what's up, motherfuckers? How's the show? Last comedian, pretty snazzy, huh? How you doing? You want to... So, no jokes that I've already written. Got it.
Anybody want to say anything?
Haley Joel Osment. That was so good, it stopped me from answering that guy. What'd you say, engagement? Oh, Haley Joel, jokes I haven't done before. Well, I'm fat. No, just kidding. I don't know. I ran into him in New York. I was on the phone and I was like delivering terrible news about who gives a shit. And I was like, yeah, man, it's just like, you know, I was probably bitching about something. I was like, oh, it's just like not going the way I want it to go. And then I was like, I think I really might just take one last swing and then end it all. And then Haley Joel Osment, I was like, oh, Haley Joel Osment just walked by. Just didn't take it seriously at all. He's good. Did you say Haley Joel Osment because I kind of fucking look like that guy? Isn't it weird that we've known that dude since he was like a little baby? Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not good. Anybody else?
Carnivals.
Carnivals, huh? Like the cruise or the tents?
Player's choice.
Or the player's choice. Very nice. La-di-da. Well, now I don't know what to do. Have you been to a carnival recently?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Today, you ever... Dude, there's certain things that I can't not say when someone says it. When someone goes, it's been a while. It's been a while since I first... Should I just sing that whole song, you think? Held my head up high. And it's been a while. Now, who's that band?
Stained,
right. No offense, buddy, but I, you know, I wouldn't think that... I'm trying not to be super racist, but I really wouldn't have thought that you would be the one... Yeah, Stained, totally. Oh, Korn. Yeah, and then I looked at the cowboy boots, dude. That's awesome. Who's your favorite band, Korn?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
I listen to a lot of old, like, 90s metal and new metal.
It's been a while. Dude, let's play a different game where we just try to fucking Kevin Bacon into It's Been a While. It's like seven steps to It's Been a While. Who's your favorite band, dude?
I'd say
Slayer. Slayer. You're a big metal guy. How does it make you feel? How does metal make you feel when you listen to it? What do you do? Do you listen to it like, is it specifically like, oh, I can only listen to this when I'm fucking pissed at her? Or like, are you like painting your house?
It could be skating or...
Anything? You skate?
Yeah.
You do skateboarding? What's your board, dude?
Rail.
What?
A rail. That's the board I skate.
A rail?
Yeah. 8'3".
I'm more of a TikTok guy myself. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I used to skate. I was so bad at it. How old are you?
36.
Are you good?
I'm decent. My knees are pretty.
The knees, right? The knees. I used to skate, and then I got fucking hammered a couple of years ago, and I was so blackout. I like ordered a skateboard. I went on CCS.com, and I ordered the full thing: fucking wheels, trucks, the deck, and stepped on it, and I went, "This'll kill me." And now it's in my fucking closet. My God. It's cool. Slayer's cool because that's like what adults can listen to. I'm like, I like Blink-182, and it's like, I guess, I don't know. It's so lame, dude, that they're like 40 years old and they're still singing about getting grounded. It's like, it's like, talk about taxes or something. Like, what else? What else do you listen to, dude?
Oh, I mean...
This is over. Anyone else? As soon as he went, I went, yeah, me too, buddy. Me too. You're like, oh my God. Anybody else got any? Because Carnival did so good. I'm pretty good at this. I've never done this before. This is good. I'm good.
Airplanes.
Okay. Asking a stand-up to talk about airplanes? What do I say? Has anybody done jokes about airplanes? ride a lot of airplanes. I was on a red eye a couple of weeks ago, and my TV didn't work. It was a 5-hour red eye from like Vegas to New York, and the TV didn't work. It was just fucking, it was not even black. It was just on. Couldn't even turn down the... And you know red eyes, like, you've taken red eyes, right? Everybody's sleeping, you know, and I'm just fucking up with this thing fucking on. And I go, I'm going to say something to someone. Obviously, this can be fixed. And I called over the air butler. What is it? Air waitress? What is it? Flight attendant. Yeah, stewardess is what I was looking for. Flight attendant. And I called over the flight attendant. Have you ever done this? Where like you ask a question and immediately regret asking it because you're like, what a stupid fucking question. And now this guy's going to hate me forever. I come over. I go, I like ring the thing and everybody's sleeping. It's like 4 a.m. And he's like, yeah, what's up? And I go, my TV won't shut off. And he literally was just like, like, what do you want me to get under or something? Like, what do you want me to check? What do you want me to blow on it? Like a Nintendo cartridge? This is your life for 4 hours. I didn't do anything the whole flight. I just fucking, I'm looking around. I looked behind me. You ever look behind you on a flight? I've never done that before. And then I was like, this seems like an opportune time. I looked behind me. I'm looking at, people are like, what are you fucking, dude, if you're on a fucking airplane and someone's like, you'd go, what? What's back there? When I looked behind me, I saw a guy. How funny is this person when you're on the plane, when they're sitting on the plane, they're like, they got the fucking mouth open. Just right over here, and I like I walked by him, and it just seemed way too perfect, and I put my dick in his mouth.
No, that obviously didn't happen, but
I fucking wish. I'm bored of this shit. Let's bring Jeremiah back up. Let's go. I thought, dude, Jeremiah lit me, and I thought I was the dick thing was gonna like make you guys like, oh! And when it was like, oh, that's when I was like, fuck this shit. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of doing this.
I was in the back here. I'm like, oh no, he's going for the dick in the mouth closer. Oh no, is he gonna land this plane? What's going on?
Yeah, Jeremiah, no. Oh, by the way, all of that's been written. You've been fooled.
No, guys, one more time for Brendan Sagalow. That was fun, man.
Do I get off?
Yeah, we're hanging, dude.
Oh, okay.
We're hanging, brother.
I ran here from another spot. I'm like, I've been in LA once years ago, and I was blackout the entire time. So I'm like, this is like kind of my first time in LA, really. And by the way, I mean, this town looks way better in the Google images. I'll tell you what, dude. There is someone at Google that's just really good at like photoshopping out homeless people. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know.
I like the idea of before you visiting a place, being like, let's take a look at Google Earth real quick. Let's see what the situation is.
You don't, I don't do need that? Is that weird?
I don't need a travel agent. My travel agent is Google Earth.
Is that fucking weird? Yeah, I'm like, I'm already there. I'm going like, I'm doing the, you know, click, click.
Mm-mm. I mean, I was just...
You don't do that?
I was just visiting in New York, and you don't think it's the same kind of thing? Like, you think you're going to walk out and it's like, in New York, and there's like a guy jerking off on the subway, and like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, you see that every day. I walk past a guy every day that's like, the weather outside is frightful. Please give me a dollar.
Like, we're nowhere near Christmas.
I know. Is this a good Christmas town? Like, how's Christmas in Los Angeles?
Everybody leaves. It's amazing.
Oh.
It is a beautiful town during Christmas because everybody goes back home.
Right.
I've done a couple Christmases out here where I couldn't make it home back to the Midwest, and it's actually amazing. It's like The Last of Us, but, like, people are happy.
Right.
Like, it's like, no traffic. People are just, like, you know, you're just, like, high-fiving Jews out there.
Yeah.
It's amazing, dude.
And that's the only time you'll do that. Am I right, racists? Am I right, fellow racists? We're going to cut that out.
We're going to cut that right back in.
Just have it play a bunch of time. Racist. Right. Juice.
And then I put my dick in her mouth.
Yeah, the weather outside. Oh, that's funny. Damn. We're on fire, dude.
Yeah, dude. Unstoppable, dude. That New York LA fusion,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, what are we doing?
What? I don't know what's happening, man. Let's grab one more suggestion.
Favorite drug. Everybody shut the fuck up. One person at a time.
I like how all the women are like, this is my moment. Right here, right
classic
now.
Classic women when I'm like, one special person. That's me. Classic hoes, am I right? Am I right, racists? No, okay. You raised your hand, which was very nice.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice. Do you have one?
Let's, Lady Sovereign over here. Remember Lady Sovereign?
Do you have cornrows?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you do.
Are you a white lady with cornrows?
Dude.
How did I just see this at the very end of the show?
Did you just get back from the Bahamas?
Wow.
You're that girl.
All the black people are like,
shit. Culture vulture.
Culture vulture.
Motherfucking. Culture vulture, motherfucker.
Are those corners? What would you consider them?
Braids.
What? Well, come on. I'm Russian. We don't have this.
We don't have
We don't have cultural appropriation yet in Russia. Come on, man. It's not a thing.
We don't have black people in Russia. It's very nice. No music, though, which is, you know, taking, you know.
We are sad people, but we have braids.
Are you underneath our cornrows? All right. What did you want to say? That was very nice.
Are you a UFC fighter? That's the only time white women are allowed to have braids now or cornrows. As if you're about to hit another woman in the face.
Right. You look like Ronda Lousey. Battle!
like, what do you want me to say?
No.
No, no, it's boring when you're getting roasted.
No, 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 no.
This show sucks. I need the refund. I don't know what happened.
No.
Meanwhile, the white guy that bought her is...
Oh, my God. Speaking of Bill
He's
Gates...
He's like, it's a pretty good show. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Guys, keep it going for Brendan Sagalo. Did we have a good time tonight, guys? Yeah! Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Brendan Sagalo. Yeah! Jamie Kennedy. Yeah! Amir Kay. Yeah! Tony Baker. Yeah! Jason Chenney. Yeah! I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Watch the series online, youtube.com/@standupots. We love you guys. We're here every second Tuesday of the month. Thank you, every single one of you who came out tonight and made tonight special. I love you guys. Thank you so much for coming out. Have a good night.
New episodes of Stand Up on the Spot drop every other Monday. Make sure you leave a like and a comment before you go, and make sure you're subscribed.